Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. And today being the day that it is, which is not only National Tweed Day, National Chocolate Mousse Day, National Find a Rainbow Day, it's also Good Friday and the first night of Passover. So we've got a huge amount of things that are going on. For some people, it's the beginning of spring break. Although, apparently, judging from the tourists around here, spring break has been going on for a very long time. I've never seen... I mean, the city is just rife with people, which is... so. And it's it finally warmed up here. Manny's saying it's 30 where he is, but 60 here.
Yeah, we got mid-30s over here in Minnesota right now. This is 2 days after we topped out at, like, 82 degrees on Wednesday.
Yeah, we got to, I think, 66 at some point, but... I mean, I have a friend who came up from Florida to visit, and it was, when he got off the plane, it was 31 degrees, and he was not amused, remembering that 32 is freezing. So he wore a T-shirt and a sweatshirt, so we were sort of piling clothes on him. All right, but this is the winter that will never end, apparently. This is the ongoing winter that will be part of our history, our shared history of, you survived the history of the winter of 1415. Okay, so lots of things going on today, and as I mentioned, because it's all those things, but it's also Friday, which is It's Broken, Let's Fix It, and we're going to be doing what I think is a very sort of timely interview about college campuses. Of hunting ground, and I think for all those kids who are on spring break, all those parents who are visiting colleges, I think it's a really important interview to hear with Amy Ziering. And today's kind of an interesting day in history, given the fact of, I mean, this is a really unusual kind of confluence where Good Friday is the same as the first night of Passover, which obviously was what Good Friday was. That was the Seder. But this year that they, because one is a lunar calendar and one is a solar calendar, and they actually coalesce this year, which is pretty interesting. And it seems, I mean, I like things like that. I like when sort of whatever it is aligns. But it's an interesting day in history, which I'll tell you why, and why it's somehow vaguely appropriate that it's Good Friday, which is, you know, to say Happy Good Friday is kind of a misnomer, isn't it? So... but at least why some of the days in history would reflect the fact that now those days in history may not have always been Good Friday. We'll sort of understand that. They would just have been the third day of April. Okay, but I'll tell you why in this particular year it kind of resonates. Claire Jo, in the meantime, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Wow. Hi, Dr. Joy Brown. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm
counting the days till chocolate.
Thank goodness for chocolate bunnies.
Indeed. But not till Sunday, so that, what can I tell you?
Yeah. That's true. Well, I am calling you with a question regarding how to deal with a situation. We're having Easter dinner. It's an Easter question.
Okay.
And I don't know what you need to know in my line. But we're having Easter dinner at my dad's house.
Okay.
And I'm in charge. I'm the head Easter bunny in the clan. And my mom passed away 5 years ago, shortly before Easter. It was March 19th. And my dad is recently met a person. And he told me the other day that, sorry, I'm a little nervous, that he is going to bring this person to Easter.
Okay.
And I have three sisters and a brother, and I know how I feel about it, and I know kind of how my sisters feel about it.
Well, let's start with you. How do you feel about it?
I feel a little torn because it's been 5 years, and I want my dad to be happy and healthy. I don't want him to live in a cave forever. And I'm a little anxious and a little nervous because he hasn't known her very long. And this is a family thing, and it's an extended family thing, and we do it with my mom's family, her brothers and sisters and my cousins. And I would have liked to have had it been that when we met this person, that maybe we go out to dinner and meet her, because, you know, we do big Sunday dinners every Sunday, and, you know, we're a very close-knit family, and we all really do get along pretty much for the most part and stuff. And I know one of my younger sisters is just going to be a mess. And my older sister, she's kind of ambivalent about it. And my youngest sister, will, she's kind of out in the air anyway. So, and my brother, he's like, it's great, Dad found somebody, and, you know, yay, yay. So, but he thinks like a guy. He's not thinking like a girl, and you know.
Well, that seems vaguely appropriate in this circumstance. How old is Dad?
Dad we just celebrated his 77th birthday Tuesday.
Okay, and she wasn't there on Tuesday.
No, we none of us have ever met this lady.
How long have they been dating each other?
And I use the term dating loosely. Just within the last couple months.
Okay.
He met her online, and she lives about 45 minutes away. And I know he has met her family. She's a retired nurse, and he's been out to dinner with her family. She lives with her daughter and her son-in-law. And he went down there for dinner Tuesday after his birthday. She made him a birthday cake, and he had dinner with her family there. And I think he talks to her, not every night, but he talks to her quite a bit on the phone.
Okay.
So, and that's kind of what
okay.
I know.
What's the question to me?
My question, I think my question is, if this kind of, I wrote down that I really wanted you to give me some coping techniques or
okay.
Stupid and cheerful, because I've been listening to you for just forever, so.
Okay.
Let me help you with this. I want to keep my wits about me, but...
Okay, listen, here's what you're going to go in, and not only are you going to do this, but you're going to call up your sisters. It sounds like your brother, you don't have to. But what you're going to say is, this is an opportunity for us to cover ourselves with glory, because what we hope like crazy is that this woman is the second love of Dad's life, because... She will keep him healthy. She will keep him from calling us in the middle of the night. She will keep him alive. So I don't care what she looks like. I don't care if she chews with her mouth open. I don't care if she has fingernails that look like talons. I don't care if she is giving him French kisses during the blessing. This woman has the potential to be our saint. Because if she keeps Dad healthy, happy, and off of our cases... We owe her for the rest of our lives. Mom is gone. Mom's gone for a long time. Mom would want Dad to be happy. This is our opportunity to make her feel so welcome, because she is our ally. I don't even care. We don't have to compare to Mom. Mom's not coming back.
Right.
And Mom's not going to take care of Dad. And if this is the woman that Dad wants... I mean, what we hope for him is an incredibly long, happy, sexy, incredibly fun life, because
mm-hmm.
not only for him, because we love him, but because it'll keep him from calling us in the middle of the night and saying, I miss your mother so much. It'll keep him from saying, okay, I know you guys are going on a cruise, but couldn't I come along because, you know, I'm so lonely. She has the potential of being... The savior for all of you. And that's what you're going to tell everybody in your family. I'm going to call them up today. Now, Dad, it's interesting to see Dad's strategy, because Dad is figuring that there's going to be some opposition. So he's gathering. He figures everybody will behave better if there are a lot of people around. Hang on for me for just a second. We'll talk about Dad, and we'll talk about Mom's family as well. All right? 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
at 855-99-DR-JOY.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoins by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm here to do exactly that. We're talking with Claire Jo, who is going to get to be the chief bunny rabbit on Sunday for Easter dinner at her dad's house. And mom's been gone for a little more than 5 years, 5 years and a couple of weeks, which, of course, makes Easter a particularly, I suppose, difficult and meaningful holiday for the whole family. And Dad, when did you find out that Dad was bringing the girlfriend?
2 days ago.
Okay.
And the thing that threw me a little bit, too, was we had talked about it, and he's like, no, I'm not going to. And then it was like, he called me the other night about 8:30. He's like, I invited him. Well, okay.
So it would be interesting. That's kind of what I alluded to before we took the break, which is Dad's thinking. And it's a little hard to tell. I mean, you can ask him if you're curious. But it's one of several things. Either he thought, I'll just wait till the relationship's a little farther along, or he may have, they may have just been talking about it, and she said, gee, I'd love to meet your family. So who knows exactly where it came from. As you point out, men don't tend to, I mean, he's obviously on some level sensitized to it. Mm-hmm. And on another level, he is a man. So he's going to take much more your
old school man.
Yeah, your brother's point of view. And it may just be that that she said, gee, I'd love to meet your family. You've met mine. And he thought, well, here's a great opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? And to a certain extent, who cares? He may be a bit nervous about it, but you're going to be his saint, because you're going to make her feel so welcome, and you're going to be so charming, and you're also going to talk with your sisters about it, and that this is, I mean, as you hear, the perspective is, we hope she's in his life for a long time. We don't care, you know, she could be the Antichrist as far as we're concerned, but if she makes Dad happy, enough said, that's it, it's done. We don't have to compare to Mom, she's not our mom, but if she makes Dad happy, it's a done deal. One of the minor complications is his your mom's family, the in-laws. All right, we're going to take care of it. I would not abandon you. I would not say, oh man, you've got a real mess here. See ya. Next caller. No,
I wouldn't
do that.
One of eight children. Did I mention that part? There's going to be about 65 to 80 of us there. So.
That's probably why he's doing it, because he figures everybody will behave. And it gets it all done at one time. All right, what you're going to do is you're going to go to whomever your functional equivalent is on the other side of the family.
My little satellite there.
Exactly. Whomever is both the communicator and your ally and whatever, and you're going to say, Dad is really nervous about this, but you guys are so important to him, and you're part of his family, that he wanted you to be, he wanted to share this with you. And I know it may be a little complicated, but he loves you guys so much, and you're so much a part of the family, that he wanted to share his happiness with you guys.
Okay, that's good.
Okay? So, here's the point.
We don't give a damn who she is.
Pardon me?
Do I call them in advance?
Like, oh, yeah.
Okay.
Everybody in advance.
That's what I'm thinking.
Everybody in advance. And the whole point is, here's the overview for everybody. We don't care if she comes in with bosoms hanging down to her knees, and you know, and fake diamonds, and too tight clothing,
family.
and bleached blonde hair with the black roots showing, chewing gum, smoking a cigarette, and drinking Jack Daniels out of the bottle. We don't care if Dad's happy; she's fantastic. Mom isn't coming back. If Mom is sitting someplace watching this, she may get a chuckle out of it. Or she may sort of say, oh, you old devil, you. We don't, you know, Mom is our memory. She's not coming back. She's not going to take care of Dad. She's not going to be there when he's alone in the middle of the night. She's not going to be there to hold his hand if he has to go through a knee replacement. This is who she's going to be. And we don't even know that she's going to take that role. We just hope like crazy that she is, because that frees all the rest of you to go ahead and live your life in whatever way you want, as opposed to worrying about Dad, or having Dad come and live with you, or Dad calling in the middle of the night, or, gee, we can't really go on vacation, or we really have to take him with us because he's so alone, or all he is is sad, or he's not brushing his teeth anymore because he's so unhappy. She has the potential to erase all of that. And for that, we are incredibly grateful to her.
But Dad's 77, he's very vibrant, he still chops his own wood, he still helps with the farm.
That's great.
Like,
and
you know,
I'm sure he's
his best buddies is my uncle, you know, on my mom's side. And I'm like,
well, that's
so
fine.
Like,
but the comment we're going to make is that you guys are family, and he wanted to share this next stage of his life with you all. He wouldn't have thought for a moment of excluding you, because you're so important to him.
Okay.
And you're going to go give her a hug?
I can't be stupid and cheerful. They won't let me. I know they won't.
Well, it's not even stupid and cheerful. It's
right.
just cheerful. You don't even have to be stupid
yeah.
about this. We don't care who she is because you don't have to. She's not going to be your mom. She may turn out to be a friend. She may not. It doesn't make any difference. It's absolutely,
right.
it's not even secondary. It's
right.
just trivial. Let me tell you a quick story. I have a family member, and I'm hoping my family now hears the program, which gets a little trickier. But a family member, I'm from one of those families that says, you know, we're the best, and anybody that we marry should just be grateful. It's one of those kind of crazy, not unusual, but nevertheless crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm not telling you anything different than I would do and have done. And so one of my family members had a person that they fell in love with. And the rest of the family, in fact, the rest of the family tends to look down on everybody's significant other. And my stance has always been, who cares? I mean, you know, we're not marrying them. They're marrying whoever the sib is. And if they make them happy, fantastic.
Right.
And in several cases, that was the situation. And so what happens is that you end up having a lifelong ally and friend. Because all you were was polite when they were first introduced to the family, with as opposed to the rest of the family saying, oh, well, he's too short, or she's too stupid, or he's got facial hair, or she has facial hair, or whatever. It's a way of, at the outset, having an ally or an enemy, and it's that simple. And all you have to do is say, welcome, we're so glad that you could share this day with us. That's all. And you don't have to be any smarter than that. You don't have to be any more articulate than that. You don't have to be any wiser than that. And it doesn't make any difference. And if everybody wants to get together and dish afterwards, I probably tend to discourage that. But if you're going to do it, you do it afterwards. Because this person has the potential of being incredibly valuable to everybody in the family. And you don't mess with somebody. There's also... I have a story. I will share one of the stories with you that I was going to do later because I've got about a minute and a half here. Here's the headline. You'll love it. A woman caught peeing in her mother-in-law's tea. Right? That's what we're not going to do. This woman was actually married to this guy, and she was very unhappy, and she left him, and she said, I'm not going to be your slave. And he said, no, I miss you. Come back. She said, okay, if you rub my feet... and, you know, give me back rubs. So she went back, and her mother-in-law was against it. So for a year, they've been going over to visit, and she's been peeing in the tea. And the mother-in-law finally caught her. They're now separated. So this is what not to do.
Got it.
Hop down the bunny trail. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Did you know every woman will layer on 14 pounds of toxins in use of cosmetics alone? Unfortunately, top brands women rely on to look their best may be hiding harsh chemicals that have been linked to cancer, organ failure, and birth defects. Longevity Minerals, an all-natural beauty line that heals your skin from the inside out. Try it today at www.morethanhighheels.com. That's www.morethanhighheels.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Music, one of life's greatest pleasures, has tremendous power. The power to bring a tear to the eye or to quiet a racing mind. Music also has the power to heal and has been used through the centuries to treat depression, create energy, induce sleep, relieve stress and chronic pain. Now, Michael Terrell has created Whole Tones, the Healing Frequency Music Projects. These frequencies were uncovered in the music of King David and believed to have astounding healing effects. Now, you can benefit from healing music therapy simply by listening daily to this music in the comfort of your own home or office. It's a new year. Give yourself the gift of healing and transformation. Don't miss this opportunity to get an absolutely free sample of this music that you can begin using right away. Just visit WholeTones88.com and get a free sample. Visit WHOLETones88.com today for your free sample. That's WholeTones88.com. WholeTones88.com.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
888-855-99-37569. And because this is a Holy Weekend for several religions, which means family getting together, if there's some family issues, give me a holler, right? That Good Friday is the most solemn day in the Christian calendar, as I'm sure you're aware. The Good Friday varies between March 20th and April 23rd, so it can be a whole month, right? That's a huge amount of variation. It falls on the last Friday before Easter. Let's see if there's anything here that we should know about. As early as the first century, the church set aside every Friday as a special day of prayer and fasting. It was not until the fourth century that the church began observing the Friday before Easter as the day associated with the crucifixion of Christ. They have to remember that that Friday night and Saturday are Jewish traditions, which before there were any Christians, they were obviously Jews. So it was called Holy or Great Friday by the Greek Church, Good Friday was adopted by the Romans around the 6th or 7th century. There are two possible origins for the name Good Friday. It may have come from the Gallican Church in Gaul, which is, as you know, France and Germany. Gut Freiting is a Germanic in origin and literally means Good or Holy Friday. The second possibility is a variation on the name God's Friday, where the good word was used to replace the word God, which was often viewed as too holy to be spoken aloud. Good Friday rituals and traditions are distinct from every other church observance. They add to Good Friday's significance. Ceremony is sober with and somber, with priests and deacons dressing in black vestments. The pulpit and the altar are bare. No candles are lit. The purpose behind the solemn presentation is to create an awareness of grief over the sacrifice of God's only begotten Son. Many churches hold special services on Good Friday to commemorate the day. Okay, I didn't see very many people last week on Palm Sunday, which is, I always thought Palm Sunday was kind of what was kind of cool. Good Friday starts at any time between midnight and 3 a.m. Priests and clerics begin to recite specific prayers. At the morning ceremony, the priest or church official recites lessons from the scriptures. Afterwards, there is a succession of prayers asking for God's mercy and forgiveness on all mankind. As the noon hour comes, the adoration of the cross, where representation of the true cross is unveiled, and the clergy and laity pay homage to the sacrifice of Christ. In the Jerusalem church, a remnant of the true cross itself is presented for the ceremony. Next comes the Mass of the Pre-Sanctified, in which the priest or the church official takes communion from the host that was blessed during the Maundy Thursday ceremony. The ceremony concludes around 3 p.m. with the procession, which is followed by evening prayers. In Protestant churches, Good Friday observance begins at noon and lasts till 3 p.m. Protestants tend to have shorter ceremonies. This coincides with the hour that Jesus hung on the cross. These services often include sermons on the last seven phases that Jesus spoke while being crucified. Other services include reenactments of the Passion according to the Gospel of John, processions of the Station of the Cross, and the singing of appropriate hymns. The Library of Good Friday provides a collection of images. To many Christians, Good Friday is a day of sorrow mingled with joy. It's a time to grieve over the sin of man and to meditate and rejoice upon God's love in giving his only Son for the redemption of sin. And again, the fact that it coincides with the first night of Passover is a historical, if not anomaly, it's at least unusual. But let me just tell you, this day in history, just because it does have that resonance. The first Pony Express, I think, really has nothing to do with that, except the mail that the Pony Express was carrying was delivered yesterday. That's a joke. During the Civil War, the Union captured Richmond, Virginia, which was the capital of the Confederate States, so kind of a disaster for the Confederate States. In 1882, Jesse James was killed by Robert Ford. In 1895, the trial in the libel case brought by Oscar Wilde begins, eventually resulting in his imprisonment on charges of homosexuality. Joseph Stalin became the General Secretary of the Communist Party on this day in 1922. The first flight over Mount Everest happened in 1933. Martin Luther King delivers his I've Been to the Mountaintop speech. Here are two kind of interesting things that aren't very Good Friday-ish, but they're sort of interesting. In this day in 1973, Martin Cooper of Motorola makes the first handheld mobile phone call to Joseph S. Engel of Bell Labs, although it took 10 years for the Dynatac 8000X to become the first such phone to be commercially released. I remember that. Do you remember that? 1975, Bobby Fischer refused to play chess against Anatoly Karpov, giving Karpov the title of world champion by default. On this day in 1996, the United States Secretary of Commerce Ron Brown crashed in Croatia. All 35 people on board were killed. And in 2000, Microsoft was ruled to have violated the United States antitrust laws by keeping an oppressive thumb on its competitors. I love the language of that, an oppressive thumb on its competitors. Not much has changed in the last 15 years, do you think? Microsoft still is... Well, I heard something interesting yesterday. I was talking with somebody about Alan Turing. You know, the movie with Benedict Cumberbatch, and they said that basically Alan Turing invented the computer, and he invented it during World War II to break the German code and essentially single-handedly saved Western civilization. And many of you know, because you've seen the movie, although, as someone pointed out, it's the best movie that no one's ever seen, that he was chemically castrated in 1952 began until, 1955. And he actually was, when he suicided, he had taken a bite of an apple, as the idea being Eve in the Garden of Eden and taking a bite of the apple. And supposedly that's why Apple uses that logo of the apple with a bite out of it in homage to him. Did you know that?
I did not know that. No.
I didn't either. It's a pretty interesting story. I don't know. I mean, it seems to be one of those things that may be a bit apocryphal, but I still thought it was pretty interesting. And yes, apparently he was, when he was found, there was an apple with a bite out of it.
Wow. Huh.
But it makes it... I mean, I had always figured that the apple was the from the tree of knowledge, but the bite out of it, I don't know. Again, I'm not sure. So I had never heard the story before. I heard it for the first time yesterday. But there you go. So it's kind of an interesting and kind of somber and sober day in history as well, even though obviously the Good Friday can range anywhere from basically the middle of March till the middle of April, so... It's about right smack dab in the middle of this year. In kind of a, you know, this is a story, and I don't know how you guys would feel about it. I'd love to know how you feel about it. The French MPs have back a ban on skinny catwalk models. Now, presumably, France is the capital of fashion still, right? And so they're saying that models on the runway have to have a certain metabolic index or fat ratio, the companies that use them will be fined and banned. They're just saying that anorexia is a real issue and that they're not going to support it anymore. They could punish models who undergo excessive weight loss, endangering their health. They said there would be regular checks. It's a health bill. Anybody whose body mass index is below a certain level will not be able to work as a catwalk model. Saying 40,000 people suffer from anorexia in France. 90% of them are women and girls. I think it's much higher there. There was actually a study that was done in Canada about 10 years ago of women applying for young girls. I think that it was between the ages of 12 and 16 or something, of applying for a modeling job, and something like 90% of them would be considered anorexic. So, I mean, I'm not sure that the government should be involved in things like that, but, you know, maybe one of the things we should put up on Facebook is if you could ban something by government fiat, I'm not sure how legal it would be, what would you ban? And, I mean, it seems to me that sooner or later somebody's got to say something about that, because it is a huge mental health issue, physical health issue, where you have when you have kids applying for a job and 90% of them would be considered anorexic. I mean, that's a problem. We're not talking about some kind of slight, unusual kind of thing. And these are kids who are at a very vulnerable age in terms of both their psyche and their body. So 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. Marianne, we had you there for a minute, so call us back. We'll get you on the air. How about an email here, Manny?
Let's do it. This email is from Rose, and Rose says, Dr. Joy, my granddaughter is 8 and in the third grade. She scores in the upper 90s on her assessment tests. The problem is when she's with other kids, she has become extremely shy. Her teacher has even mentioned to my daughter that she doesn't really have friends and does not participate much in class. She's in dance and in gymnastics. I've noticed she really doesn't interact with the other kids there either. My daughter My daughter was 17 when she had her and is no longer with my granddaughter's father, but they have a very good relationship. What can we do to help my granddaughter be less shy and to open up more?
That's a good question. I think what I would... I don't know from this description whether she's an only child or not. It sounds like she might be, which is a problem, especially, and you haven't told me whether or not your daughter has remarried or not, but if your daughter is 25, has not remarried, she has an 8-year-old daughter, and she sort of treats her as a date, it's going to make your daughter or your granddaughter less able to deal with her peers, because it's much more fun to deal with mom and mom's adult friends because, first of all, they don't make the same demands on her. She gets to be the princess. She doesn't have to pay for anything. She gets to participate or not participate and still be the center of attention. So this is, as you can hear, not a great setup for kids making friends. So I would put her in something, I would threaten her with the dreaded campfire girls or brownies or something, with the idea being that that part of what she needs to learn is how to make friends. And one of the things that you can explain to her is that shyness is just thinking about herself a lot. So if she can figure out somebody in class or someone, one of the neighbors, and with summer coming up, although I don't think I would wait till summer, that she can figure out somebody who has fewer friends than she does, who seems lonely, and make that kid her friend. Because friendship is like any other skill, that some people are born just knowing how to do it, and for everybody else, it's a practice. It's something that you have to learn to do. And she's not, it sounds like, learning to do it because she's being indulged in terms of her non peer life, that she has an awful lot of adults who cater to her and make her feel good and important, which is fine, but she also needs to be able to deal with peers. And again, shyness is just self-absorption. It's just saying, that I'm not going to worry about what makes other people happy. I'm just going to worry about that I'm feeling uncomfortable or no one's going to like me. It's me, 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 me. So the way to get out of that is to pick somebody that needs a friend and be that friend to a person. Some volunteer activity may work, but it has to be volunteer activity where she's dealing with other children. You can't have it with adults because that's not going to cure the problem. And saying, look, this is a skill that you need to learn. And if you were having trouble in spelling, we'd get somebody to help you with spelling. Or if you're having trouble in math, we'd get somebody to help you in math. You're having trouble learning how to think about other people. So either you can do this, or we can help you to do it by putting you in a situation where it's going to be easier for you to relate to people, which is Girl Scouts or 8 probably brownies or campfire girls or being in a choir. And you mentioned, what were the two activities she's in? Gymnastics, and what was the other one?
The other one was dance.
Yeah.
Dance and gymnastics.
Yeah, both of those, it sounds like, are individual kinds of activities, and she needs to be in something that's a group activity. So she learns to interact with other kids, and she's just really not doing it because there's no particular reason to have to do it. So I would put her in a situation where it's fish or cut bait. Either you do this, or we're going to put you in a situation where you're going to have to do it. And this isn't a punishment. This is an important skill. And again, because she is so good in school, you can point out to her that she was having a hard time in school, that you get somebody to help her with that. And this is as important as learning to spell or doing math or anything else. So, okay, because it is an important skill. Again, being a single parent, one of the things that we tend to do as single parents sometimes, both men and women, both fathers and mothers, is we tend to make our kid our date, which is a disaster. It's a disaster for the kid, as you hear, because then 8-year-olds don't relate to their 8-year-olds because it's so much easier to relate to an adult. And equally difficult, and equal difficulty is when mom or dad decides to start dating, that the kid feels very threatened and rejected because the role that they had of being able to be the Saturday night date is now taken over by somebody else. So they're either go into a tailspin of feeling like, you know, I'm not important anymore, or equally likely they'll be horrible to the new person coming into your life. So it's something to work on really strenuously because it's really important. And they may or may not take it, this advice from you because you are the you're the grandma. But you can go to drjoy.com. You can download the podcast and you can play it for them because it's a real disadvantage for her that really needs to not be perpetuated. Okay. Alrighty, 855-99-37569. Well, Stanford is in the news today because they have come up with a really very straightforward and very, I love the word, transparent plan for aid to students, financial aid to students. And the headline is really heartwarming until you really read the article. It says Stanford just made tuition free for all families earning less than $125,000 a year. Well, that sounds great, except it used to be for $100,000 a year, so they actually upped it. But the point is that if your family makes less than $65,000, they don't have to do room and board either. Students still have to pay $5,000 towards college costs from summer earnings and working part-time while enrolled in college. That part of the reason that Stanford could do this, they have a lot of students who are from very well-to-do families. But the point is that all schools may not be able to make the same concessions, but presumably all schools can make it clear about exactly what the deal is, as opposed to the kid applying to a school and then waiting to hear whether they got financial aid so they go to that school. And they're now saying that there's a program for disadvantaged students where they can sign up as early as eighth grade, so they know that they are eligible or not eligible for it. So it's being applauded not so much for its generosity, because again, the title is a little misleading. It went from $100,000 to $125,000. So you actually, your family has to actually it's not quite as generous as it used to be, but it's being applauded because it's so straightforward that there's no fancy formula, there's not who do you know, there's not having to write an essay for it. It's strictly on the basis of need and family resources. It also excludes retirement funds, just for those of you who are thinking about going to Stanford. All right, so it seems that part of what we're doing today is talking about school stuff, which is also part of what our Broken Let's Fix It. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals. If you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes with fatty meals. It can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.